Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sharon Drew Morgan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon Drew is the founder of Morgan Facilitations Incorporated. She's the lady who came up with the concept of buying facilitations, which is a decision facilitation model to help people to work better together in the marketplace. We'll get her to explain that in just a little bit. She is also the author of Selling with Integrity. That's her first book. But the new one is called Dirty Little Secrets, Why Buyers Can't Buy and Sellers Can't Sell, and What You Can Do About It. Sharon Drew Morgan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, Sharon Drew, I've been selling for a long time, decades. And I've learned a lot of different, I've been taught how to sell by a lot of different folks over the years, and some of the best in the world, and I have, so I've been around, I've seen a lot of stuff, and it is interesting to me to see how the selling process has evolved over the years, and I'd like for you to tell us how you feel, what you think about where things are these days with regard to buying and selling.
I was also in the field for over 20 years. I was a million-dollar producer, and I was pretty full of myself. I thought I was terrific. But I always thought that buyers were, but stupid. They never came to do what I thought they were supposed to do.
What's wrong with those people?
That's what I kept thinking. I kept saying, listen, you like me, you like the price, you like the product.
What's the problem?
And then I became an entrepreneur, and then I realized what the problem was. The problem was that sales treated my the identified problem as if it were an isolated event.
Yeah.
And didn't realize that as the buyer, as the person with the problem exists within a whole system with people and policies and relationships
and politics.
And politics and history and old vendors and
baggage.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't talk to this one, and this one has a budget, and this one doesn't. And salespeople can't be part of that. And we're outsiders. Sales actually, this is a great line to take away. Sales handles the needs analysis and solution placement end of what the buyer's decision has to be, but doesn't manage all the offline private stuff that goes
mm-hmm.
on. So what I realized as an entrepreneur was that not only did I have to go through all those issues that I wasn't aware I had to, but I didn't know how to do it. And I had to fumble along and manage this person and deal with that vendor. And then the person who was investing would show up whenever he felt like showing up. I had to deal with all this internal stuff, and there was nobody to help me do it because I just didn't know what I was doing. And eventually I figured it out, but that was the length of the sales cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So we always realize that buyers take too long, but we think it's because they're stupid or because they're looking for price. It's never about the price. It's always about them making sure that the system they live in will agree and buy into the change so the system won't self-destruct.
Do you think the system is essential, or do you think it's an obstacle?
Everything and everybody lives in a system of interdependent parts. You're a system. So if you had to lose, let's say, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever, and I owned a gym, and I looked at you and I said, you know what? I've got this great gym. It's right around the corner from your house. It's just opening up. Price is great. Let me tell you about my gym.
Mm-hmm.
You would still have to figure out that you were going to lose weight, eat different, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and have your wife get up now to walk the dogs because you were going to go to the gym and have your wife cook.
Yeah, the gym being around the corner is not the reason why I'm not losing weight.
That's right. And you wouldn't even want to get the information about the gym, even if you needed it, unless you made all those other decisions.
Well, one of the things it sounds like you're saying, Sharon Drew, is that, salespeople go in with what's on their mind, trying to sell what's on their mind, what they have to sell. And this is a classic mistake. Instead of finding out what's inside of the head of the customer, what's motivating them, and you used the word needs a minute ago, and we all need things, but the thing that has helped me be successful in selling is when I realized that I was never going to be successful if I sold what people needed. I was only going to be successful if I could find out what they wanted.
I'm going to even add a little bit more to what you've just said, because you're obviously absolutely right. But I'm going to add a little bit more. If I understand why you're going to lose weight or why you should lose weight, does that help you decide to eat different, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and so forth? No.
Right.
So I actually take, this is where buying facilitation, that's my model that I talk about in Dirty Little Secrets, and I actually wrote 7 other books about it as well. Not only does it help me as a seller understand, but I actually teach the buyer how to walk through all the decision issues they have to manage, so I collapse their sales cycle and teach everyone how to buy in. It's a separate skill set. It is not sales. That's why I call it buying facilitation. And I actually help the buyer recognize what they have to do differently.
So is buying facilitation the collapsing of the sales process so that you get down to the essence of the decision?
It's not about, this is what's so hard for people to understand, and God knows, I don't think I do a very good job explaining it. They first have to figure out the internal decision. So, for example, a client called, and this person they've been working with for 11 months, trials, 3 trials, visits, planes, everything.
Demonstration, proposal, presentations, all
that.
Yeah,
all that stuff. And they had taken three trials. They had done their presentation, the prices, the semi-agreement after the first trial,
yeah,
7 months before. And now, after 2 more trials after that, they said no. So I called. It made no sense. So I called her, and she knew the price. She knew the product. Everything. There was nothing new, and there were no problems. I called her, and I said, "What? You must have been so disappointed to have to say no.
I got to go to a break, Sharon. Why didn't she buy? What did she say?"
Because the HR guy, she wasn't getting along with the new HR guy.
So it had nothing to do with you. It was an internal squabble that killed the deal.
And I taught her how to get along with him.
And when we come back after this break, we're going to get you to help us find those. Obviously, folks, we're talking business to business here. Obviously, Sharon Drew's focus is business to business, because that's where the politics are, right? Sometimes it could be between the husband and the wife, too, though, in a B2C relationship. Stand by. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sharon Drew Morgan is our guest. Her book is called Dirty Little Secrets. Welcome back. It's 23 after. A little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. Lots of other things that are there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blasingame. Sharon Drew Morgan is our guest. Sharon Drew is, she's come up with something called buying facilitation. And that's what we're talking about. It's in her new book, Dirty Little Secrets. Sharon Drew, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
My website, I've got a few. I've got a blog that goes out 4 times a week, SharonDrewMorgan.com.
All right.
If you want to find out more about the book, it's DirtyLittleSecretsBook.com.
All right.
If you want to find out a whole bunch of wonderful stuff, like 1,000 pages of wonderful stuff and hundreds of articles about buying facilitation, that's at NewSalesParadigm.com.
All right. So check that out.
NewSalesParadigm.com. It's a really cool site, actually.
All right.
Amazon.com or Amazon.com UK has my...
Right. Sharon Drew, you were talking about... Let's get back to the buying... the decision... buying facilitation, I guess I should say. You're talking about buying facilitation as a way to solve the selling process frustrations that people have out there. It could happen if it were inside of a major corporation. You and I have both seen this. But I was in retail many, many decades ago. I was in retail, and sometimes there was a similar issue between the husband and the wife, or the mother and the daughter, or whatever. And so it's all about the human beings, isn't it?
It's all about the system that we live in, whether it's our internal system, our couple system, our family system, our group team system, company system. All systems are interdependent parts that have us even exist.
But the common denominator are human beings.
And so
if you understand that human beings are, you know, we have these proclivities, we have this nature of protecting our turf, of getting our back up, or being petty, or whatever. If, when we understand those things, a salesperson, a successful salesperson, has to be a psychologist, doesn't he?
But not only does the salesperson have to be a psychologist, but the person making a new decision has to be a psychologist. So I was working with Clinique, for example. So most of my clients have been corporations, but yeah. I just worked with a few smaller companies, too. And I even worked with Clinique once with the counter women. They have to help the person decide on one lipstick or two lipsticks, or one lipstick and one mascara instead of just a lipstick. Each person would come to the counter with, I always get this at Clinique, and I get that at Lancome. So how do you decide to do something different? Because the system of decisions that you ordinarily make is set up X. That's the way we've always done it. That's what works. So to have a buyer do something different, they have to reorganize around doing something different. I recently had a broken sink, and I had to use another sink. It took me a month before I figured out to move all my stuff from the old sink to the new sink, because I'd always used it over there. And here I am walking back and forth and back.
How could someone have helped you with that, using your system?
I would have said, what would you need to realize differently, to recognize that you're now in a different place and you're making yourself uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd have to realize that I can move this stuff and get comfortable again. I just trained a group of dentists, and we taught the dentist how to teach the patient how to floss. And the question we asked was, and I've developed this form of question that teaches the brain how to come up with new answers. So the question we asked the patients was, what would you need to believe differently about your habitual tooth care to be willing to add flossing to what you do every morning?
Yeah.
And they all had to believe, it was really interesting, we did a test, they had to believe that the flossing mattered, that they really didn't believe it would help. Usually there's some kind of a belief system internally.
Couldn't you incorporate, though, I mean, one of the things that I've done, and I agree with your premise of buying facilitation, but there's one thing that I said it earlier, and I think it's really important. If I were trying to help you with your sink, I wouldn't say, what kind of sink do you need? I would say, you've got a broken sink. How do you want? What do you want? And you would say, I want to get the sink fixed. Or if I said, or back to the dentist thing, I would say, I'm the dentist. I think you need to floss.
That's
but what
right.
do you, but what do you want, Sharon Drew? You'd say, I want good teeth.
So here's the issue. Because sales, the model of sales, handles needs assessment and solution placement, and does not handle the private behind the scenes personal issues that are going on with the person or with a group.
Yeah.
You're gathering the problem and understanding the need and then placing the solution. But you know what? That's the very last thing that buyers do. And that's why salespeople lose 93% of their sales.
Sharon, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts. Give us your best shot for the last 30 seconds.
Help buyers manage their buying decisions separately before you even address the need. And then you can help them make the buy-in issues to change so that you can then figure out their need and sell your product.
Yeah. But mainly, don't sell them what you have. Sell them what they have to have. Because if you're selling your product, they can get your product anywhere, right?
They can get your product anywhere. So let them buy into you. And once you're part of their decision team, they won't even ask you price.
Right.
And they won't even compete with anybody else. You're theirs.
Thank you, Sharon Drew Morgan, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.